Do you have a minute?
What?
What am I doing up? Why wouldn't I be up? I'm allowed to, sorry, I didn't mean to. I'm feeling better. I am feeling a little tiny bit better, so I'm up. You know what? Nothing. It's fine. I'm just no. I'm not going to do that. I am. Okay, I'm really scared right now. I'm really no. Sorry. It's just this is. Oh, you look worried. You look really worried. Worried about me. This is okay. This is okay. I am talking to myself because I am panicking and, no, it's fine. It's fine. I can do this. I can do this. I can do this because it's you and... So I'm not well. I am not well. I mean, I'm better than I was, but I'm not... And, I'm really bad at not being great. Because when you're a cat girl and you're ill, well, it's not even when you're ill, it's just when you're just breathing, people think you're adorable. And, I have a bit of baggage, a lot of baggage. I have baggage and, see, I wasn't going to start like this. I wasn't going to, it's just, this is, this is so weird. I'm a very independent cat girl, a very, very, very independent cat girl because, well, I've always had to be because I grew up as an alley cat, and just saying that makes me people. I'm so scared right now. I'm so scared. When you're a cat girl, It's tough because you're adorable and you're fluffy and you are meow. But when you're an alley cat girl, well, people think things. I mean, not like that. Well, not all like that, but they have a preconception of what you're like. I didn't have the best start. I never knew my family. I had to make it on my own. And I learned that you had to be tough. And by tough, I mean really, really sharp. All claws and attitude. Very, very unfriendly. And very independent. And it worked. I mean, look where I am. I have a good everything. I don't have friends. Well, I have you. And I'm shaking. I am actually shaking. And well, you didn't do anything. It's not you. It is you, but it's not you. It's me. I am the most uncat-like cat girl that I can be. And that's by design. So I don't purr. Actually, it's more than not purring. I don't know how to. I don't meow, and I don't meow, and I just I act uncat-like, and people keep their distance. I don't hiss, I just scowl. I don't claw, I just cut people down with words. So I'm not a cat, but I am a cat. I am a cat, and I'm a sick cat, and I just I've never really trusted anyone because, well, people take advantage and people say one thing and then they do something else. It's baggage. Life is tough on the streets for a fluffy cat girl. I don't like people. I don't let myself like people. Because when you like people, you get. It just, when you let someone in, that's when they can hurt you. When you let someone pet you, well, I've never let someone pet me. Never, ever, never, ever, ever. No head pats, no scritches, no fluffing of my tail. Because I don't need that. Because I am an in, I do need that. But I will never admit that. Well, I just did, so I guess that's a lie. I tell myself that I don't want it. That I don't need it. It's just some silly cat girl thing. It's. I want it. I really want it. I want to be petted. I want to be petted. But do you know why you're my flatmate? Because no one answered the ad. Well, technically, there wasn't an ad, so no one technically answered it. It's just I'm comfortable with you, and that's a scary thing to say because I'm never comfortable. I'm always on edge because I'm always holding back. I'm always not being me. But I'm more me when I'm around you. I'm more me. Actually, mrawing is you're not someone who would ever take advantage. You're not someone who would push things. You're just you. I mean, sometimes you do pet me, but you don't realize that you're doing it. And I love it. Oh, you have petted me. You've you fluffed my tail a few times too. You didn't mean to. You didn't think about it. You just responded to how I was feeling. You didn't do it consciously. Well, I sound so uncertain when I meow. I am uncertain because I don't actually know how to catgirl. Because I've never let myself catgirl. Catgirl, what does that even mean? I don't know. because I've always been scared to cat out. And on an ordinary day, it's manageable. I can just control it because I've been controlling it all my life. Pushing down the need to curl up around someone and nudge them for scratches and headbats. And then there's you. There's you who is just, you. And I feel comfortable with you. I relax around you, and that's why I asked you to move in. I knew you were looking for somewhere, and well, this place is massive. And you said yes, and the moment you moved in, it was home. It was home. And I've never really had one of those. I've had places where I would stay. Places where I would have all my shit. But nowhere that felt cozy. And this place feels very cozy. Because you're here. I'm not well. I'm a little bit ill. I'm on the mend, but I am a little bit ill, and when I'm ill, my guard is down, and I just want to catcall. I just want all the things I feel that I... No. Not feel. All the things I think I shouldn't want. Because I don't want someone to... I want to be petted. I want to curl up. I want to just... I just want... I just want you to pet me. I want you to give me scratches. To say that I'm... fluffy. I have a confession, another confession, because all of this is a confession. I fluff my fur for you, just so you might think that I was floofy. Yes, I know, I hate that word. I have banned that word from the flat, but it's floofy. I am floofy though, right? I mean, I don't... You don't have to say that. You don't have to say that because I want you to. You think that I am floofy? Really? Floofy and pettable? So I don't want you to think that you have to pet me. I mean, I want you to. But I know it might be weird. Why would it be weird? It wouldn't? I just think it should be weird. Because, I want to let myself just... I want to let myself... But it's just I've been... so closed off, and I've never wanted anyone else to pet me. It's just you. It's just you with those hands and that smile. Not that you can pet me with a smile. Well, I mean, if I nuzzled you, that sounds so weird to say out loud.
What?
No, I don't know how to purr. I should do. I. Even little kittens know how to purr. But not me. I barely know how to meow. I mean, I know how to meow. I meow, meow, meow. I just don't let myself because meow. Meow. Can I, You can say no. You can absolutely say no. Your lap looks very, it looks very cozy, and I'm really floofy, and meow, meow, meow. What am I doing? What is that? What was that with the eyes? That was kitten eyes. That was kitten eyes. That was me giving you meow, meow, kitten eyes. They're working. Am I actually catgirling? Sorry, it's just okay. I think I was I didn't realize I did that. When I'm happy, I do that. I instead of meow, because that's kind of sad. You're not letting me sit on your lap because you feel sorry for me, do you? Did you just tell me to fuck off? Meow. Rude. But also meow. I just I like you. I like you. And I would like to I would like to be fluffy around you and let you pet me and have you fluff my tail and give me scritches and maybe belly rubs. I didn't say anything. I meow. Meow, 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 meow. So. Scritches? Pets? Maybe, falling asleep in your lap and, waking up to see your face. Meow. Meow. Good. Great. So, meow. Meow, 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 meow. I what does that mean? It means it's your turn to do the washing up, but I'll do it. It doesn't mean that. It means it means something I'm not ready to say yet. So could we just maybe cuddle and Oh, I was right. I was so right. Your lap is just so perfect. the perfect cozy place to just curl up in.
Well, go on. Pet me. Pet me! Wow. You know, once you start with the kitten eyes, it's just so easy to just... Oh! Scritches! See, this is why...
What does that mean? Scritches, please? I love you.